What's up, everyone? We are back on Internet Hollywood Radio, and I'm your host, Internet Hollywood Vega. And now we have another beautiful guest that's also an athlete from the state of Connecticut. She goes by the name of Nikaido. Welcome to the Internet Hollywood Universe. I'm definitely honored to open my ears up to the story that you're going to be providing us today. You surely is a gifted person that deserves all the recognition that comes your way, and I'm happy that I can extend my platform for many ears to hear. So before we get started, I normally allow our guests to give our readers a brief background story about themselves. So if you don't mind answering, could you fill our readers in on who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
Hey everyone, it's Nikaido. I'm just a girl from Middletown, Connecticut. That's like a freelance model now. I've been, well, done a lot of other things, but as of right now, I consider myself a model. And yeah.
Nice. Now, you possess a great deal of talent with a competitive spirit that you use to challenge yourself, and the result of that has been you in competitions that's known to people with an athletic background. But the beginning story doesn't always begin like many people think, and I'm curious to know, when did your life on the track begin, and how did you get into doing hurdles and building yourself up to the point you developed the courage to face off with other people?
I started track in ninth grade in high school. I ran the 200. I did 4x1 and high jump. And then I just basically did other things too, like, what else? The A in the heptathlon. Like, the heptathlon's like 15 events. And then junior year, I did hurdles the last race before states. And it was just because we had no hurdlers and we needed points. And I qualified for states my first time running. And after that, I did it my full senior year. Until I went to New England, and I got recruited by Southern, which is where I go now.
So you still running track now?
Unfortunately, no. It makes me sad sometimes.
So if you don't mind sharing, what was it that made you actually stop running track, and what year did this happen?
Last year I stopped. I did a little bit of indoor, and I was really about to dominate. But just life, I would like to say, for a long story short, got in the way.
Honestly, Phil, even though you know, not really doing that right now, I seriously think if someone tried to race you, you'll smoke their boots. Like, I seriously.
Yeah.
I believe that wholeheartedly, man. So I'm sure those moments isn't as easy as taking off on the track as soon as the race starts. So going beyond the eyes of an athlete when you did it and into the mind that ignites the inner passion that drove you to take that next step to make a name for yourself when you did it, what was the experience like dealing with that barrier that kept you from making that next step? And what goes through the mind through someone when they're going through things like races? And do you think, like, you'll ever return back to that?
Yeah, but like, what went through my mind and what made me have the courage to compete against other people is just like all the love and like blood, sweat, and tears I had at practice, and like coaches, and just wanting to do good and be fast, because I've been a competitive person. Like, I did cheer, volleyball, soccer, so I've always been an athlete at heart. And so that passion and like not being scared was kind of like already in me, to be honest. I did sports since I was like 7, but for track and like hurdles, since everyone's like, how are you doing that without falling? It's like, I always imagined myself doing my race while I'm like lining up, looking at my hurdles, looking at the last hurdle, not even looking at anyone else, because you just have to focus on your race, which like every coach would tell you, like, focus on your race, like beat yourself, beat your time. I just imagine myself doing it perfectly and like running fast in between, and then I get down like in my set position and I just pray real quick. I always pray, and yeah, the gun goes off and I run and I do good.
So you mentioned a couple of sports right there, actually. So which of these sports was the most challenging sport that you did?
Cheer. And people don't consider that a sport, but it really, that's sad. It should be a sport, because people get hurt, people break things, people sprain things just like everybody else. We're like stretching, we lift, we do push-ups, like burpees, 100 burpees, like it's crazy.
You know, I honestly feel that cheerleading should be a sport as well, because a lot of the people who say that that's not a sport, they can't even do half of the stuff that cheerleaders be doing. So that's pretty interesting.
You have to like trust people too. Like, I was a flyer, and that's a lot of trust in your bases and your backs, because we used to have to sign contracts. Like, we can really die.
Yeah, you don't get paid for it, bro. That's crazy. So
I was just in high school.
Yeah. Oh, you was in high school. Okay, yeah. Okay. So when did your love for modeling begin? And now that you're actively engaging in photo shoots with talented photographers and building your name up through the social media realm, what has been your goal as a model, and does building yourself comes with other things besides modeling?
I've always wanted to be a model, like every girl. I used to watch America's Next Top Model with my mom all the time, and like root for the model that I loved. I don't know. I would wear like my Cinderella heels around my house, just, you know, be really girly. So, you know, the little girl dream. I want to be a model. But I was really for real. I feel like that passion stayed with me. Even in middle school, I remember people would come up to me in the mall, like come up to my mom, like, you should get your daughter into modeling. You should do this. You should do that. And like, we got myself into one thing. It was like John Casablanca. But my dad and like other people think it's like a scam. But I've seen like other girls get opportunities from it. But I don't know. I did that. Then I did, what else? Oh, I tried out for this like scouting thing in Hartford for like Disney, and like I made it. And like this little boy was like in a movie, and he was there, and he like went through them, which was really cool. But I was going to college at the same time, and to pay for that was like a college tuition, so I had to choose. And my parents like always wanted me to, you know, go to school, graduate, get a degree, not like really be like a show girl or like basically. So sometimes I wish I like took that route, because like, who knows, I like see myself doing that stuff. But it's like cool that I went through that, because I know I have the potential. I guess I just have to get there a different way, which is what I'm doing now. Just managing myself, freelance modeling, which is going good.
So acting is definitely something that's on that list then as well.
Yeah, I would love to try that out.
Well, what kind of acting could you possibly do? Like what kind of genre? Like, is it horror? Is it like, or is it all open?
I would be open to everything.
Alright, awesome. Also, I heard the same thing about John Casablancas. There's a lot of people that got gigs from John Casablancas, and a lot of people that didn't. I guess he dealt with a whole lot of people, so you know how that goes. But shout out to my friend Naomi over there. She worked for John Casablancas out there as well. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah, so I know some people out there as well, you know what I mean? Shout out to my boy over there, Universal J. Christopher. I see you, my buddy over there. He be deep into that little acting stuff as well, man. So who are some of the people?
Crazy, not me talking bad about people, you know.
No. Look. Here we keep it real, you know what I'm saying? And they know what's up, man. Shout out to all my peoples out there, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna name them all, but it's a lot. But who are some of the people you are hoping to connect with as you continue down your journey? And what kind of photo shoots are you open to doing with photographers that you wish to work with? I mean, that wish to work with you. I'm sorry.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Let me repeat that, man, for the star. Yeah. Who are some of the people you hoping to connect with as you continue down your journey? And what kind of photo shoots are you open to doing with photographers that wish to work with you?
I would like to connect with, like, big time, like, Alexander Wang. He's pretty cool. I like his aesthetic, the type of models he uses. I like it. And I also have his sweater, and it's like my favorite winter sweater. My aunt gave it to me. I would like to do shoots with like Nike, Hollister, like anybody really. I did a shoot with like a Connecticut brand, which is Eblen's, which is really cool. I'm on their website right now. Yeah, but I think I'm taking like slow steps. I want to keep it that way.
Nice.
And connect with, not just network with different people. It's cool, like seeing like who I have to talk to. Like, photographers is like really important, actually, because like those people know other photographers that work for other brands. So hopefully, that happens in my future.
Awesome, awesome. So, are you currently working on any projects right now?
I do have another Evelyn shoot coming up. That's really it. But I'm basically building myself too, like I said. I don't know if I said, but I used to make music and I kind of want to reconnect to that. Need to get in the stew because people keep telling me, like, you have a voice, you should keep making music. Like, I want to hear something from you. And I agree. I just need to, like, get up and do it. So, building myself that way. Definitely getting into my clothing line. I have my ideas and everything. Just need to put stuff out and make more things. So, check out for that. Music and clothes.
Yeah, one thing I'll say before I go to this last question is I admire how you've recognized your potential, and I believe that also comes from all the competitive sports and all that you also been involved in. Like, because you recognize your potential to the fullest. This is like literally the second or third thing you said you had potential with doing, especially with the acting that you was just talking about. You said, oh, it's good to know you had the potential then. So, yeah, so shout out to you for that, man, because a lot of people that I talk to, they say they got the potential, but you can tell in their voices they don't really feel inside of their hearts they can really do it. But it's good to see that you like that, though.
It's like I learned, like, with track, I feel like that showed me I can do anything I put my mind to. Because even with that, that's why I get sad talking about it sometimes, because I could have really been an Olympian or something. A coach really told me that, too. So it's like now that I consider myself a model and I'm an athlete, I want to, like, go as hard with that.
I don't think nothing's gonna stop you. I think as long as you want to do it, you're gonna do it. Like, I honestly feel like you're still gonna go far regardless of the matter. You're still young, you still got a lot in the tank, and I honestly feel when you fuel that up, ain't nothing gonna stop you. All right, so who are some of the people that you would like to give a shout out to before we end this interview?
Definitely my mom and her business, Rejoice Jewelry. Follow her on Instagram. I love her so much because she supports me with anything that I love to do, and that goes a long way, and I appreciate that. I have a parent that does that for me. I want to shout out my dad, love you too, and my little brother Ova. And last, I just want to shout out all my friends. You know who you are. Love you guys.
Gotta shout out the homies. And there you have it, man, right there. That's a lot to really soak on to for information, and I'm glad that you actually came through and shared that love with us, and I'm happy that I actually discovered your page and seen everything you do and invited you on the show. You gave us a lot to really think about, and I hope you do continue on in the journey, maybe get back on that track and show people what it is, you know, and especially get up in that stew and record that fire, you know what I'm saying?
All right,
well, thank you for calling in, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you.